The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of English / Department of Sabbatical, it's Professor Heather Hill Vasquez.
Hi.
Come on. It's not that funny. It's a joy. It's a joy.
No, yes. No.
Yeah. I think that it's awesome that you have chosen to spend your time with us.
I kind of need a break, you know, from reading and writing and, yeah. The dog's like, where is she? She's usually always here, so, you know.
There's so many things broken about us. We can give the break that Heather's looking for.
Bring Allie here. We can call it a therapy animal.
Oh, that actually wouldn't be.
You know, I've talked about that before. You know, I really need my dog with me, therapy animal. You know, can I sneak him into the basement of Briggs?
It's not a bad idea.
I don't know.
It's not a bad idea at all, actually.
He's around when we do the remotes.
Yeah.
He
does well. Yeah. Answers a few questions for us, saves our butt.
I know.
Pretty good.
When we're on his turf.
Canine-specific questions.
Students told me last semester, I'm going to remember it slightly wrong, but I can't be that far off, that someone had therapy claimed a hedgehog in the dorms last semester, and someone had a therapy hedgehog.
On our campus.
Oh, in your campus.
On our campus, we have a therapy hedgehog.
Okay. Right.
That I know of, so.
Is his name Sonic?
I have no idea. I don't want to know. I'm still wondering, like, when did therapy animals suddenly come into play?
Who certifies them?
I don't know.
Professionals Therapy Animal Certification. Oh.
Somebody have that therapy goose on a plane.
I think that sounds familiar. Maybe it was a goose.
Wow.
They sort of had a,
I hope it was a goose
animal,
and not a turkey.
Not to diminish the need for one, but
no.
There have to be some limits. A goose on a plane.
Apparently it isn't too difficult to get your animals certified.
That's what I've heard.
I mean, and I can see it for the cute fuzzy ones. You know, I see therapy dogs, I see therapy cats and things like that, but therapy hedgehog kind of rubbed me the wrong
way.
This
is my therapy anaconda.
Therapy anaconda. Totally anticipating the question I was going to ask her, Professor Kendra Evans from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, if you were a therapy animal, what would you be? Anaconda.
No, I would be a monkey.
There'd be monkeys.
You know those tiny monkeys?
Yeah, they're always hanging out. A macaque or a rhesus?
Yeah, I heard they're not actually good pets,
no,
but
they're not.
I just really think it would be cool to be a monkey, so I'm going to go with that.
Would that be your
spirit animal?
Animagus, too?
Is oh, that the, your animagus. Yeah,
yes,
if you could turn into an animal for Harry Potter.
Remember?
Oh. Kind of a big deal.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you defined that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Am I going to be a cat, or was I a cat previously? It's not clear.
Also possible.
Maybe a monkey next.
Who knows what therapy animals await? I'm kind of lobbying for Oliver to come visit. I think that that would be great.
It's Friday, but you'll notice.
It's true.
What would Vivian say?
What she doesn't know? Oh, well, maybe not.
She doesn't know about all the other therapy animals we've brought over the years.
She doesn't even know anything about Dan's pet goose here sitting next to me. So I
know.
Therapy goose. What's that saying? It's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yes.
I like that, Dave.
Yes. Someone who is around 1-2-3 now, it's Professor Dave Chow from the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. Any meteor strikes lately?
None that I know of. So.
Oh, that's good. Well,
no, no more meteor strikes. I don't want to get knocked off my couch anymore.
You said a couple shows ago about how you had jumped outside to see what was the matter, if you will. And something about a new neighbor across the street. I must have missed someone moving in.
Yeah, that tall house across the street from you.
With all the Christmas lights on
it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Brand new couple. Yeah. Cute baby, adorable little Chesapeake Bay retriever.
Okay. All right.
They shoveled their walk. They shoveled mine. I'm thankful.
Wow. Must be nice.
Yep. They got a snowblower.
Oh, that's very
I'm the house snowblower, so.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, crossing the street, that is really saying something.
Right.
I mean, you know, the ones next door, but like crossing the road, that's a
really,
big deal.
Yeah, they're really nice people.
That's very neighborly.
Very thankful for them.
Very, very neighborly.
And honestly, it's like I'm just tired of people, you know, the rental people on our block. I like permanent residents who are going to care for their places. That's all.
Sure, sure. Dan Maggio, who are the people in your neighborhood?
In lots of new neighbors.
Your neighborhood.
By the way.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, my gosh.
Just within spitting distance.
Wow.
Are you guys spitting again?
Yes, we are. But we are the snowblowers on our kind of on our end of the block.
Are you in Ferndale? As well. You're in Berkeley. Mm-hmm. That's right.
The place we tried to get Kendra to move to a couple years ago, remember?
It's a long commute to Ann Arbor.
The only thing that would have gotten her there is the doll hospital, and now that's gone.
And now the doll hospital is gone. My husband works in
Ann Arbor? My husband
works in moonlighting. We live in the middle. Actually, we live closer to Ann Arbor now.
Sort of.
Yeah. I got gypped.
Yeah. But you like your house.
But I like my house, and I did actually lobby for that move, so it's my fault.
But, yeah, so that many new neighbors. It's about this time of year when winter starts clearing up. Notice that I'm trying to be positive thinking. That the houses are going up for sale. And, yeah, it's crazy in Berkeley every year. It's like half the town turns over.
We have, they're all good so far. And the one is they're from Ann Arbor, actually. We haven't met them yet, but we heard from our. It's next to my neighbors. Okay. And then the other side actually got a new neighbor.
Where do people that live in Berkeley work? Like, where, I mean, obviously.
CCS?
This area.
Not the doll hospital. Number two.
There all are around. Firefighters in Royal Oak.
Yeah.
Probably all over. Yeah, it's accessible. You can get to 696 easily.
And yeah, Woodward.
We are centrally located to everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like
except that. For Ann Arbor.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think maybe not. I'm going to have to.
So my neighbor works in Bloomfield School District.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, that's so. Kind of close. I mean, relatively
that's
speaking.
All I can speak for.
Okay, folks. Well, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win an autographed photograph of the Ask the Professor panel and the ATP mug. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize, too, the autographed photograph. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP or find us on that vault of always true information, Facebook. Let's see. You know, I sent an email out this last week. You may have received it to the faculty asking them to ask their students to send us questions. And, of course, they could send us questions, too. And I got a couple of wise answers to my request for questions. Geez. So, Harold Green, this one is for you, professor of psychology. Of course, we all know Harold. His very distinctive bow ties and always wearing a scarf. Thank you, Harold, for why do I need blind spots in my eyes to see the world? No correct response given. That's it.
It's contrast?
Yep.
To everything
sounds
that you
good.
Do see.
Sounds good.
The artist would know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you need right. the black to see the white, so you need the blind spots to see the good
see
stuff.
The yang.
Yeah.
Thanks, Harold.
I'm exhausted.
No, that's something Beth should be answering, you know?
That's I mean, very
that,
philosophical.
Yeah, yeah that was philosophical. Super philosophical.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Harold.
Send more.
Send more, maybe more than just one at a time.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here. Dear panelistesses, thank you for using my questions. On the first show of the year, we are delighted to hear them read and used. It's a nice sense of validation and, of course, contribution. There are 25 more questions here, culled from many sources, many topics. Please feel free to use at your discretion. I hope you all enjoy. Sincerely, Judy Palmer of Dallas, Texas. Thanks, Judy, for bringing all this together. Let's see what we can make of these questions. What was the first passenger vehicle to go through the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel, 3rd of November, 1930? This is a wide-open question.
Was it a Ford vehicle?
You know, it wasn't a common make.
Packard, no. Was it a car at all?
Was it American-made?
It was. Mm-hmm. It was a car. Mm-hmm.
Is the company still in business?
No.
Okay.
It was a 1929 year of this make.
DeSoto.
A Hudson.
You guys you're getting there. You're getting
Packard,
there.
Packard, Stutz, Tucker.
So you're going, you're all Tucker. Around.
Studebaker.
Studebaker.
Studebaker. Okay. Oh my God. We were getting there. I mean,
love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay.
So the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel opened on 3rd of November, 1930. I feel like I should know more about it. That's kind of interesting. I was born on November 4th, 1930.
It's a good thing.
1930.
November 4th, yes, year a little bit off. What is the name of the shoe branded character Buster Brown? What's the name of his girlfriend? Had no idea he had a girlfriend. People actually refer to the shoes with that brand name as having that brand name.
No, it's the single strap. What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Mary Jane.
Thank you. I didn't know the name of it.
Oh, yes, it is. Get your Buster Browns and your Mary Janes on. We're going to the sock
They're still
hop.
Very popular. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We wear them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like them.
I do too. They're classic.
Functional.
Classic.
Also good for children.
Design.
Yes, because the strap helps it stay on.
Oh, my gosh.
On.
Not having to
don't
tie
they sell
shoes
those on 8 Mile?
Is the greatest event in the history
huh?
of
Mary
the world.
Mary Jane?
Oh, God. Oh.
All the states are going to vote on that individually. Thank you, Dan Maggio. What Beatles song mentioned Prime Minister Edward Heath in its lyrics?
Where's Beth?
I know. Where's Beth?
This is such a Beth question.
It is. I don't know. Strawberry Fields.
Every Road.
Any Lane. Yellow Submarine.
Single word title.
Help.
Starts with the letter T.
T.
Help? You will be answering to this person in the next few weeks.
Oh, Taxman.
The Taxman.
Oh, don't remember.
I know.
Yeah,
well, for those
April
of us who get refunds.
It's true. What's that R word again? I've never heard before from my accountant.
I, of course, cannot help but remember the classic joke on The Simpsons is that Homer's goody-goody neighbor Flanders waits until midnight on New Year's Eve and then says, Happy New Year, and then immediately gets out his 1040 and starts working.
Oh, dear Lord.
So brutal.
Oh, no.
So brutal. Goodness.
How many kids do we have? No time to count. 2.5. In what year did the first commercial flight of the Concorde take off? What year was it?
76.
76 is what it says here. 76.
Didn't they just retire the Concorde?
Yes, they did just retire it.
Well, yep. No, they just retired the 747, too.
Did they?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's
remember, Delta had that Seattle to Detroit flight that got canceled.
Right. That's right. No,
but that was
right.
supposed to be the last, what was it they call it? Was it the Queen of the Sky, the Lady of the Skies, mm-hmm. or whatever? They just retired it, so. Everybody's I love those planes. Those are gorgeous planes.
Beautiful planes. Mm-hmm. Another design element for mm-hmm. us today, huh? On the TV show Cheers, there's a staple. Which of the main characters on the show eventually got elected to Boston City Council on the show?
Woody.
Woody did, yes. Yes. Now, there is a journey of an actor slash character, right? Woody yes. playing the sort of slowpoke. And now, look at Woody Harrelson. Look what he's doing.
He's had quite a few movies out mm-hmm. that I've seen, and he's very good.
He's in that new one, what's it, Three Billboards?
Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Yeah,
he's
that's
good.
Right.
That movie was very good until the end, and I thought, is there another 10 minutes that you're not showing us?
Left you hanging?
Well, maybe I was expecting the Hollywood-type ending, but I was disappointed. Did you see it?
No.
No.
I want to know if I should.
I heard it was great.
It's very good.
The butler did,
until
right?
the end.
Yeah.
Well, it was not as satisfying as I would hoped it would have been.
I haven't had a chance to talk to Dan about Star Wars Episode 8 yet either, but we'll
I'm supposed to go see that again. By the time I get around to it, I'll be able to rent it. It's probably already out.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what. You go check out for the rental. We'll take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback. 1995.
Who said only in a police state is the job of a policeman easy?
Gore Vidal.
No. It's an American actor, cop. Director, filmmaker, stage director, theater.
Orson Welles.
That's right. Orson Welles. That's right. Who said, moral indignation, jealousy with a halo?
Ooh,
that's nice.
Oh, Sarah.
Is that
Sarah
B. White?
Said it.
No. And just joining us from the Department of History, the chairman of that department, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Somebody sitting in my chair. Out of my forage bowl.
Oh, it's totally locked. What about your bed?
Nobody's sleeping in my bed.
Okay.
Oh, you poor love.
And we are back. Dan's just thinking about the other movies he wants to see.
It's completely not uplifting at all in any way, by the way.
And what was it last night at the dinner table? My eldest son, 14 years old, sat down with Enzo, about to turn 10, and says, Dad, we have to talk about something.
Whoa.
I was like, this is great. We had previously had a discussion over the meal about the fact that this Lent we're going to all do something and we're all going to not do something. We have to give something up. And we all have to help patrol and support each other. He's like, Dad, the Ready Player One movie comes out on Good Friday night. Would it be okay if we suspend Lenten activities for the last 48 hours of the season? I was like,
Let us celebrate our concordance with the mingling of chocolate and milk. You know, it was just sort of
Sorry, what movie's coming on?
Ready Player One is a video game nostalgia movie about things that supposedly took place in the 80s.
We have to talk about something.
It's actually worth reading. It is a how shall I put this? Garbage novel in the same way that like The Da Vinci Code is just horrible ludicrousness, but it's extremely entertaining. And essentially, in a dystopian future, we all have the ability to enter into virtual reality, and in the 2040s, this kid is so obsessed with the 80s, he lives in the world of 80s movies and nostalgia as part of his daily life.
Oh, nice. I'll watch that.
It's got some fun stuff in it, I gotta say.
Cool. Yeah.
Real
Check it
Phoebe
out.
Cates.
It's just not It's just not the best writing, and I'm talking to an English professor, so I want to be very careful. So, anywho, what genre would one hear if they listened to the King Biscuit Flower Hour on the radio?
Oh, that used to be...
What genre?
Of music?
Was it like hippie music? Or no, was it like concerts? Like,
yeah, it actually says rock concerts here. So, I mean, you hit most of the major...
Where do we know that from?
It's kind of like Dr. Demento. It's kind of like one of the syndicated shows back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I
was
going to
say
remember.
Polka. I don't know.
That's a reasonable guess.
Kendra, are you a radio person?
I have Sirius XM in my car, so I do listen to the radio, yeah. And growing up, we did, you know, Casey Kasem and stuff.
Of course.
But this, Detroit whatever thing own. You just said, I didn't know, whatever that was. Never
heard of that. King Biscuit.
Yeah.
I've never listened, but I've heard of it before. I definitely have not listened to the King Biscuit Flower Hour. What were the four foods served by Snoopy at the Thanksgiving meal?
Popcorn,
jelly beans,
pretzels.
Jelly beans, popcorn, toast. Pretzels, and toast. Yep.
Wow. That is a good question.
Is a Thanksgiving a meal for the ages.
And Peppermint Patty just losing her mind.
Yeah. Come on, Chuck. Get with it, Chuck. She was pushy. Even when I was a kid, I didn't like her. I'm like, what's your deal?
Yeah, she does make you nervous.
She makes me anxious.
Yeah.
What do you think, sir? Which U.S. president was once offered a contract to play for the Green Bay Packers? This would have been in the proto-NFL.
I think we did.
That's Gerald Ford, wasn't he? Played for the
U of M.
It was Ford.
Yeah.
No, the question that I thought we had was not Ford.
Similar football sort of
thing. Yeah, because I was trying to think, what president played football? That's awesome.
Well, Jerry Makes Ford, sense. For sure. Which president did not play football? Insert joke here. Which famous duo had older brothers named Roiklin and Lauren, as well as a younger sister named Catherine?
The Carpenters?
Not the Carpenters.
Everly Brothers?
Nope. You guys immediately went to performers, but they are definitely not performers.
Okay.
Oh.
So these
what
are famous.
Famous duo had older brothers named Roiklin and Lauren, and a younger sister named Catherine.
Well, I guess when we hear duo, we go right to entertainment.
Yeah, I kept thinking Isley.
Yeah, they like movie reviewers, movie critics.
The business that they ran is within approximately a 15-minute drive of where we sit.
Duo.
Dodge? Chevy?
Downtown Detroit.
It wasn't, Are the Dodge Brothers a Chevy?
Talking about that delicious deli?
Deli Brothers. No, I think you're actually going to have to go to Dearborn, and you're going to need to buy a ticket to see their old business.
Ticket?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not the Henry Ford. Could be. Oh, the Wright.
The Wright Brothers.
Okay. Oh, Greenfield Village. Yep. Yeah.
So let's have five kids and name them Reichlin, Lauren, Wilbur, Orville, and Catherine.
Sure.
Got one normal name out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Orville.
What are the four states... Avert your eyes that end with the letter O.
Ohio, Idaho,
New Mexico, and
three down, one to go.
Michigano,
Colorado.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, there we go.
Birth state.
Very, very nice.
Say it.
I thought you were born in Kentucky.
Very nice. I didn't move there until I was 14, almost 14.
Mm-hmm. Who is Melanie Griffith's famous mother? Those are always such charged statements. Hedren. Yeah, it's Tippi Hedren is what it says here.
I cannot watch a movie with her in it.
Melanie Griffith? Why?
Is it because
it rubs me the wrong way?
Or is it the relationship with Don Johnson that kind of threw you to?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
Do you have that with some actors and actresses? Yeah. You just have a hard time with them on the screen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, no, I don't. I can't think of anything she's done of note. No offense.
I don't know what she's doing.
They're in the 80s.
Quite, yeah. Yeah, like was, Working Girl?
Working Girl.
Working Girl's a good
movie.
She's
actually good in Working Girl.
But honestly, I can't remember her making
Most
that much of
a people got her confused with Meg Ryan. Maybe some of her credits actually were those of Meg Ryan's.
Tippi Hedren. Okay. Yes. Now we're talking.
Anyway.
What company was founded by Clarence Saunders in Memphis, Tennessee? I don't have a year, unfortunately.
Kodak Film
Fudge?
Company?
No, that's Eastman.
It's probably by Kodak, huh?
It's not Fudge or anything like that.
In general, I would call it a retail company.
Sears.
Wasn't Sears.
Montgomery Board?
JCPenney.
Walgreens retail. 5 and 10.
Mostly Walgreens. Found south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Winn-Dixie?
Publix.
You're getting closer with Winn-Dixie. People in the north.
You're the southernmost person here, Kendra. Yeah.
Piggly Wiggly.
It's the Piggly Wiggly.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't have a Piggly Wiggly. That's too south for me.
Oh wow. That's saying
too south for you. Wow.
Did I forget where the Mason-Dixon line was? So Piggly Wiggly, it's basically just a grocery store, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's nothing too special.
They specialize in pork products.
We hope.
Perfect. Perfect. Sign me up. What are O'Hare International Airport's call letters? For instance, Detroit, Wayne County.
Don't fly through us.
We
should know this.
ORD, is it?
It's ORD.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. ORD. Don't fly through us. Isn't it the busiest airport in the world? Isn't O'Hare?
Atlanta. I think it's Atlanta. Yeah. But O'Hare's got to be up there.
Yeah. It's
so big.
That is a
connecting flight.
Nightmare.
Plus, I've seen those Home Alone movies. They don't make it look good.
You don't want to get lost.
Yeah, I like that the underground passageway with all the different lights.
Yeah.
You know the one.
Similar to Detroit.
It's just another airport to me. I try not to think about how big the airport is. As long as I know. From one gate to another, I'm good.
Yeah, just move on through.
Yep. I mean, the only ones that I detest are actually Newark, because the size is so cramped for the amount of people.
Yeah. Like
Logan.
LaGuardia.
Yeah, Logan's pretty bad, too. Mm-hmm. LaGuardia can
Detroit's
be cramped.
Detroit's nice. Yeah, Detroit Airport. Both of them.
Detroit and Denver's are probably terminals. The nicest ones I can think of.
Whose performing nickname was the Prince of Soul? We don't hear about this person that much because they died tragically a number of years ago. Who was the Prince of Soul? Recorded a number of albums just a few blocks from where we're sitting.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye?
Marvin Gaye was the Prince of
Very
Soul.
Good.
What's happening, my brother? Yes.
I love the fact that he tried out for the Lions, too. You guys heard about that.
That's right. That's right.
He got the snot beat out of him, poor guy.
Crazy.
So.
Another Detroit connection.
Uh-oh.
Maybe there's a big question at the end here or something. Why did Casey Kasem quit doing the voice of Shaggy for the Scooby-Doo show in 1995?
He didn't die that year, did he?
No, he just died the last five
years. Oh, okay. I just remember his family had like a big falling out. His wife and his kids were fighting like if they could see him and things like that.
He felt too much competition from Scrappy Doo.
Yeah, I know. But 1995. I mean, they started in 69.
About his voice being...
Not about his voice.
Union?
He was asked to do something he didn't agree with as Shaggy.
Shave?
Use salty language.
No.
Ask Thelma out on a date?
That actually happened.
It would be the other way around,
wouldn't
it?
Really?
No, you know, he was a devout vegetarian, and they were doing a commercial for promotion at Burger King.
Oh.
Since he couldn't renegotiate his contract, he returned to the role until he passed, starting again in 2002, after saying that whenever Shaggy's eating from this point onward, he has to be a vegetarian.
Wow.
And you know, this is a crazy piece, speaking of 80s nostalgia. He did a lot of voices for the original Transformers cartoon. And they made fun in the very first season of a fictitious Middle Eastern country. And I can't even say what the joke was because it's just so over the top. And he quit the show in the middle of recording the episode and never did that company's cartoon voiceovers ever again. So very well known.
But the joke still went on. I heard it. It was aired.
Yeah. Yes, it did. I'll tell you guys off the air, and our listeners can go and Google it and find out the horror. But he had principles, that man, Casey Kasem.
Sounds.
He was always reaching for the stars. What U.S. city has professional sports teams named in baseball the Isotopes, in indoor football, Gladiators, and soccer, the Soul?
I was going to say Springfield in The Simpsons.
But, that's right. But because Springfield has the Isotopes... This city now has their own minor league baseball team. What are they called?
Who?
I would go with something like Midland. That's like all chemistry-ish.
Mm,
what
nope.
else? What is else
it,
is there?
What was it? Three Mile Island or something?
Nope. Wait,
it's on the wrong side of the country.
Oh, the West Coast.
Oh, that Los Alamos. No.
I believe, Dan, you were just mentioning a TV show that takes place in this city.
Dan?
What TV show were you mentioning? Bring us
rewind.
Back.
Come on, Dan.
A TV show you recently discovered and found was depressing?
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, okay. All right, that makes sense.
So just to show you the power of the media, in The Simpsons, their minor league baseball team is called the Isotopes because they're right next to a nuclear power plant. At one point, there's a theme in one episode about someone coming to steal the baseball team and sell it to another city, Albuquerque. And 3 years later, Albuquerque's like, that episode sounds good. And they started their own minor league team.
Wow.
And used all the imagery from the episode
minor
to make their
team. For what?
Baseball.
No. For what? You interrupted me.
Oh.
What major league team do they?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Or it might not even. You know, like, was it Utica's team isn't affiliated with anybody?
That's true.
You know,
that's
it could just be an independent league too.
What is their name again?
The Isotopes.
Isotopes. The Albuquerque Isotopes.
Yes, different numbers.
It's a strange name that the baseball team would want to adopt.
I don't know.
There's a lot of crazy minor league teams. The Lugnuts, right?
Yeah.
The Mudhens.
The Unicorns. You know, I mean,
Unicorns.
Yeah, yes. Utica Unicorns.
The Utica
Unicorns. Oh, that's what they are. I don't know.
And then I don't even remember the other three teams, but something like the West Side Weasels or something. I don't know what it is.
Some of them are regular.
Some of them are regular.
Yeah.
Some. In what year did Walmart overtake Sears to be the largest retailer in the United States?
Probably.
Hint, it's earlier than you think.
1997.
Earlier.
74.
Later.
Ooh.
82.
Later.
Kendra?
I'm
guesses by now.
It's earlier than 97, but later than 82.
87.
86.
It says 89 here, 1989.
They are the AAA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies.
The Rockies. Well, at least there's not a lot of travel involved. Huh?
They're actually a AAA team.
Wow, okay. Decent level.
Big deal. Kind of a big deal. In what country was Errol Flynn born?
Ooh. Australia. Ooh.
It says Australia. How the heck did
Very
you know
good.
That?
Wow.
Did you know that?
Are you an Errol Flynn fan?
We might be.
Were you one of the members of the ABCDEF?
What's that?
There was one time he got accused of being a Nazi. I don't know if you remember. And there was actually, was it the American Boys for the Criminal Defense of Errol Flynn?
ABCDEF.
Yeah.
Oh,
they actually.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Now that I have come back down from the ceiling, it's time for me to say that everybody else needs to say goodbye, Dan.
Goodbye, Dan.
Dave.
See you.
Kendra.
Bye.
Heather.
Bye-bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.